We were looking out there at the superficial geology and looking at erosion on a site just north of a marine sanctuary. And as part of that project, came across a very unusual looking bone that had no idea what it was at the time, had no concept, that wasn't part of the project. But from there, it turned into a very interesting, ongoing paleontological project. Other than the fact it was just a purely accidental find, but from that, it just blossomed into a full-blown project that keeps going. In order to figure out what it was, and this is something I teach all my students, that if you don't know what something is, take pictures and ask questions. So I sent it out, and through a series of emails that bounced around, it finally came to the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, and the marine mammal curator there came back and said, oh, we know exactly what it is. It's a gray whale. The main goal of what I'm trying to do is to educate people about this. When I first learned it was a gray whale, I had no idea we even had gray whales off Georgia at one time. So my goal is to let people know that things can go extinct. We've got the right whale right now that's off Georgia, and there's only a few hundred of them, so the same fate could happen to the right whale as the gray.
So have you dated these bones?
Yes, we dated the bones. The first one that was found was 36,000 years old, so this falls into the Pleistocene era, and then a second one was found later that was actually 46,000 years. My favorite part of the project is the fact that without even trying, I've been meeting people. As soon as they hear the project, they are ready to jump in and help. The Georgia Aquarium has been part of it all along. We had some volunteer divers come out from the aquarium and help do some of the excavations. They also got the first exhibit that came out of this.